Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Every week we chat to well-known faces to hear a little bit about their summer memories. And today I'm talking to broadcaster Lorraine Keane. How are you?
I'm great, Andrea. Yeah. It's lovely to be here in here on kind of a summery Friday.
Yeah, well, it's certainly warm outside. Or yes. Once before I came in, before we went on air. Are you a summer fan?
Oh my goodness, I love the sun. I love light. I need light in my life.
Yeah, at vitamin all times. D all the way.
Yeah, I actually think I'm a solar panel and not a human. Because when I get sunshine or light of any sort, it really does recharge my batteries.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like a different person.
For sure. What's your first summer memory, Lorraine?
My first summer memory, okay. Probably when I was about 4 or 5, I think, in Los Gigantes in Tenerife. My parents used to go. Yeah, when we were younger, every year. And I can remember being introduced to this lovely waiter. I think I had a bit of a thing for him, even though I was 4 or 5. His name was Yabby. And Yabby used to seemingly put me on his hip and take me around the restaurant while he was serving the rest of the customers for the night. I'd say my parents were delighted
with the break
because I was a bit chatty. So, I used to spend my evenings going around the restaurant with Yabby. And then I remember we went back one year, probably when I was about 6 or 7, and Yabby had left. But that year, Santa brought me a Yabby doll.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so I still have Yabby.
Yeah. So the flights or the holidays abroad, that was something you guys did.
We were
on
lucky
and off.
That we did.
Yeah.
My dad's band did very well in the 70s and 80s, the Indians show band. So anytime they had a good year, we went abroad.
You got a holiday
and when
away.
We didn't, we went, you know, somewhere around Ireland, but always with the gang. And
lovely.
Great memories.
What's your best summer holiday that you can think back on?
Probably when I was 10, we went to Disney World in Florida.
Amazing. There's just something so magical about it, isn't it?
The Indians had a good year that year. it was just so magical. Exactly. Like you walk through the gates, that big archway, and it's just like nothing else. I remember honestly feeling like I was in a dream world. I was taken to a different place.
The Disney princess.
Oh, it was just gorgeous. And then I went back. I love it so much. It's one of my favourite places still to holiday.
Yeah.
So I went back a couple of times as an adult with a then boyfriend and then brought my little sisters there because when we went as a family, I went when I was 10 and again when I was 11, my dad brought back his parents. They'd never been to America. So I brought my little sisters because my parents separated when after 23 years of marriage and the three little ones never got to go to Disney.
Okay, so you brought them.
So I brought them in my 20s. Yeah. And then brought the girls when they were 3 and 6, just after I left Exposé. I think we all needed to have a little bit of magic.
Yeah.
And I'd left for personal reasons and it brought the magic that we all needed again. And we went back again only a few years ago, just before COVID. So I've just always loved Disney.
Yeah, there is something amazing about it. Did you over the years have summer jobs?
I did.
In school years and all that.
Oh, from a very early age.
What kind of stuff did you work at?
I'm a worker. I love a few bob.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't mind working for it.
Love the summer jobs.
Yeah, so I would have worked in a toy shop, in loads of different clothes shops, in news agents, washing hair and hairdressers, babysitting. My favourite summer job was probably working in my dad's news agents. My dad not only was a musician, but he used to buy, renovate and rent out property.
Right.
At one stage, amazing man. He owned almost all of Harold's Cross Bridge. And one of the properties he couldn't lease, so he decided he'd turn it into a newsagent.
Yeah.
And my Auntie Colette, my godmother, had just come back from London and she'd no job. And he said, would you run it? So Colette News Agency in Harold's Cross and Harold's Cross Bridge. I worked there from about the age of 13. And God loved my dad because myself, my sister and my younger brother all worked there and we ate the profits. Auntie Colette was very gentle and very kind.
Yeah,
she let us do what we want. And actually, we had a lot of friends at that time too because all our pals
Everybody
used to cycle from Rathfarnham to have free ice cream, free chocolate bars, free crisps.
Brilliant.
Yeah, cost them a fortune.
I'd say so. Did you ever go to the Gaeltacht?
We did go to the Gaeltacht. Oh my goodness. Myself and Jennifer, my older sister, went and we were supposed to be there for 3 or 4 weeks in Connemara. So mom and dad drove us there on the Sunday and by Friday we were in the town or the village phone box bawling, crying.
Oh really? To get out?
Begging to come home.
Yeah.
The ban on tea was very mean and the food was awful. And sorry mom, but my mom's food was not like, you know, Michelin star. It was nothing fierce fancy.
Yeah.
So it must have been really bad. And God loved them. They came back on the Saturday and collected us. We didn't even make the week. I wish they'd actually
made you
made
stay.
Made us stay.
It was 3 weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah. Over. So I'd have more than a couple of fuckle then.
Yeah. If you won the lotto, have you a dream holiday destination now that you'd like to go?
Yes. We're always talking about going to Japan as a family.
Do you know, it's often mentioned actually when we chat here to people. Yeah. Well, whatever. Maybe it's just because it's so far and probably the expense. People don't tend to go. But
it's also very different, I think. And we love the food. So our favourite food is Japanese food, sushi in particular. And we love culture and travelling. And I collect vintage kimonos. So that's a favourite kind of pastime of mine. So I love the style, the clothes. I love the people. I have a friend, Yumi, who has a restaurant in France, a sushi restaurant, who's a lovely person. And yeah, I'd be very...
That's on your list if you win the lotto. Do you have a favourite person to holiday with?
Oh gosh, Janie Mac. Loads.
Your husband doesn't spring to mind though. That's great.
He does, but lots of people. So obviously Peter and the girls, because we love
the
eating.
Interest
we love
of
adventures.
Diplomacy.
Yeah, yeah. No, we do. We love travelling. That's our favourite thing to do, is to travel and to eat out. My own family, my siblings, I have the most amazing siblings. I've got five incredible sisters, an incredible brother. They're great crack. We are brilliant together. We're all quite outgoing and chatty and witty. And yeah, I just love them.
You enjoy
and then also like my in-laws, I'm very lucky, Andrea. Like my brother's wife is like another sister, Caroline. And then on Peter's side, my sister-in-law and brother-in-laws, they're again just really
great,
lovely people,
it?
Interesting and fun. So, and then friends, work, school pals.
Yeah, you've no shortage, it sounds, you know,
neighbors,
of people to go away
I'm
with.
Very lucky,
it's amazing.
Blessed, yeah.
Do you have, are there three things you can't holiday without?
Yeah, so product would be Elizabeth Arden 8-Hour Cream, SPF Lippy. So I'd use the 8-Hour Cream for my lips all during the year, but the SPF Lippy on holidays, love. Books.
What do you like to read when you're away?
Well, I'm just back from France and I brought three books. The two books by John Boyne, Water and Earth. Loved them. Read them in a couple of days. Love everything from John Boyne. And then Samantha Power. It's like an autobiography. It's called The Education of an Idealist. She won the Pulitzer Prize. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Almost finished that. That's a bigger book. So books. And then shameless plug. Can I do a shameless plug? My own gradual tan.
Oh,
so,
come on.
Yeah, so I have this luxury product, which is a gradual tan.
I didn't know you'd a tan.
Yeah, and you can use it every single day. It's ultra hydrating. It's got vitamin B5. It's got all the lovely ingredients. It smells like holidays, so it doesn't smell like a tan. And it builds up naturally. So because of the age that I am now, I'm doing SPF all the way.
Yeah,
50 on the face, 30 on the body. But then I don't really get the colour that I want. But you can use this on your face and body. So I use it as an after sun. I use it all year round.
Yeah. And what's it called?
Decadence by Lorraine Keane.
I have heard of it.
Have you?
Yeah, I have heard of it. Yeah, Decadence. But I just didn't put the two and two together.
Yeah.
There you are.
It's been really nice to do something like that, because I've never done anything like that.
Yeah.
And we're now developing other products. I work with a pharmacist and we come up with the formulations based on the products that I know and love and have used
that you've
for
liked
years.
Over the years.
And it's got the premium plus DHA, vegan DHA, so it's really, really good. You can use it if you've got skin conditions or skin problems.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Which was really important to me. Yeah.
Do you have a favourite holiday song you'd like to share with us?
Oh God, I'm going to have to do another shameless plug now. Two in a row.
Listen, why not?
Well, my husband's band, the Devlins, got a record deal last year. The first record deal they've had in a long time. And the album and the first single off the album is called All the Days. And it is an epic tune. I think people are going to love it. I think it's going to be the song of the summer. It's one of those songs that I think you would want to play on a long drive.
Which is a nice song to, if you can achieve that.
They're in Dolan's in Limerick tonight, by
the
way.
Right. Yeah. Okay, performing.
Go and see them. Yeah. Kilkenny next week and then All Together Now.
Brilliant. Yeah. That's August Bank Holiday weekend, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be a groupie again, Andrea.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you enjoy going around actually when they're gigging in that?
Yeah, just not in a tour of us.
Yeah. No, I'd say it off.
Glamping, maybe.
Yeah.
Tent, no chance.
No chance. You mentioned you were in France.
Yes.
Where did you go?
We go to the Languedoc. So it's south of Provence. It's really south. So it's really French. It's the countryside. Loads of vineyards, loads of yummy wine, great
wine,
food,
cheese,
nice people.
Baguettes. Yeah. Couldn't
and
think
guaranteed
of a nicer
sunshine.
Way.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Listen,
yeah.
It's a pleasure as always to talk to you. We're going to leave our listeners with your summer song choice today on the programme. That is all we have time for. Lorraine King, thanks a million.
Thank you,
Andrea. Yeah, for coming in and chatting to us here on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.